T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Richard in Manhattan. Hey, Richard.
Evan, hi. First of all, on Kotite. Kotite got the Jet job because he was a New York Giant tight end, and the Jets were impressed that he came from New Jersey, played small-town ball in college football in New Jersey, and he was a former New York Giant, you know, along with, and then Parcells came later on. Before that was Walton. So that's why Kotite got the job for the Jets. All right, now, I'm going to ask you a question, and you tell me if this makes sense. That's all I want to know, whether this makes sense to you.
Okay.
I don't want you to explain Aaron Boone's thinking. I don't want you to explain analytics. But the other night, Tanaka pitches 7 innings, correct? He's got a 10-3 lead. 8th inning, Ottavino comes in. Pitches almost a 1-2-3 inning. Gives up 1 hit, strikes out 2, 13 pitches.
Yep.
You're following me.
Yeah,
pitches
I'm with
the
you.
8, 13 pitches.
Yep.
In the 9th inning, Holder comes in.
Yeah.
Holder gets rocked.
Yes.
3 hits, 2 walks, 4 runs, and is allowed to pitch 28 pitches.
Yes.
Now, my question to you, it's not a sports question, it's not a baseball question. It's a logistical question.
Okay.
Does it make sense to you that the guy who pitches 13 pitches and gets a 1-2-3 almost inning is allowed 13 pitches, while the guy who can't get anybody out is allowed to pitch 28 pitches, one-third of an inning? Does that make sense to you?
Well, it makes sense because the situation is
that makes sense
different.
To you, a 28-pitch guy that can't get anybody out?
Well, when
that
did you want to take...
But you're not answering my question,
well, because I can't ignore everything around it. I can't just blindly say it doesn't make
but
sense.
Everything in baseball is pitch count. They take guys out because of pitch count. I don't understand why, when you're pitching lousy, you're allowed 28 pitches when the guy preceding you pitched great and he's only allowed 13 pitches.
Did you want Adam Ottavino to pitch the 9th inning?
No, see, now you're answering my question with a question. My question to you is, does that make sense to you? I'm not asking you to explain Aaron Boone or explain baseball
but that's
analytics.
A part of, but that's not analytics. Richard, it's
Evan,
a part of it.
If I came from the moon and I'm looking at the box score and I'm saying, this guy pitched Grady, but he was only allowed 13 pitches. Now this guy that came in that couldn't get anyone else out is allowed 28 pitches.
I get what you're trying
to
say.
No, I'm not trying
to
say anything. Again, yes, you're reading into what I'm saying. Well, I'm asking you a direct, simple question. Does that make sense to you? If you picked up the newspaper and read the box score on that, would that make sense to
all
you?
All right. No, it doesn't make sense.
Okay. Thank you, Evan. That's all I wanted to know. Always a pleasure, Evan.
I don't know why that makes me laugh so much. It doesn't make sense. But I'm going to give you the buts. But. The situation is different. Like, Adam Ottavino is asked to get 3 outs. All 3 outs aren't going to come with the same amount of pitches. It may take 6 pitches. It may take 20 pitches. It may take... But the bottom line is they only want Adam Ottavino to get you 3 outs. It's the 9th inning of a blowout. When he goes to Jonathan Holder, he doesn't want to go to Aroldis Chapman. So, yeah, Jonathan Holder ended up, you know, putting 5 guys on base and 4 of them scored and he only got 1 out. But... at what point was he supposed to take him out? I think his point is better, because I've made a sort of similar point, but in a very different light, not in the bullpen usage, because I do think it's different. I have brought up in the past, how come a guy can dominate 7 innings, throw 90 pitches, and oh, got to take him out. He's at 90, got to take him out. Yet if a guy labors through 4 innings, 4 1/3 innings, you'll let him throw 90 pitches. And he's not pitching nearly as well. He's doing it in a much more laborious way, yet, all right, we got to get these out, so let's keep him in for 90. That one bothers me. When a guy flies through seven, it feels like managers are in a rush to take him out. The bullpen thing's a little bit different. But you know what? I give Richard credit. He calls up with a lot of insane points or points from 50 years ago. This was actually humorous. So thank you, Richard. I appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.